Everybody who wants a better future, raise your hand. Oh, absolutely. All of us want a better future. But do you realize that what you are today had a lot to do with the decisions you made yesterday, and where you are in the present has a lot to do with the decisions you made in the past? Well, if you want to change your future, then maybe we ought to think about making better decisions. I came across 10 things that will guide you in making better decisions. Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 15th verse says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge. The ears of the wise seek it out." Why don't you try these things? Surround yourself with bright people, yeah, sharp folk, and draw on their gifts without being intimidated by their expertise. Take the time to consider all options. You know, what looks good today may not look so good tomorrow. And remember, you can't fight on every front, so choose your battles carefully. And then, you know, God will fight your battles. Never make permanent decisions based on temporary circumstances. If you do, you might regret it. Watch out for allowing your emotions to blind you to truth. Pray, weigh things carefully, and then base your decisions on mature judgment. Consider the consequence of each action. I like what I read a couple of days ago about the 10-10 principle. Think about when you make a decision, what will it mean 10 minutes later, 10 months later, and 10 years later. Make sure your expectations don't exceed your potential and be realistic about your resources. Time is your most valuable resource. It's also limited, so don't waste it. Yeah, take time to get all the facts. Conjecture leads to crisis, you know. And then ask yourself, am I ready to handle this right now? So consider the consequences, okay? And then allow yourself a 10% risk of being wrong, a 50% likelihood of being betrayed, and 100% commitment to trust God with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. I'm Vashti McKenzie. All of us want a better future. Let's try making better decisions.